This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We do 3 hours of liberty-minded radio every day of the year, and you're invited to take part. Not only take part, you're invited to program the show. You basically set the topic, and that's what we'll talk about. The we I refer to is myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we are talking about a breaking news story out of Keene, New Hampshire, where this show is broadcast from. Didn't happen too far from here, but basically a kid is seen in a YouTube video. A young man that was released. He's a student, I guess, at Keene High School. He exits a restroom, and right behind him comes he exits calmly. Mm-hmm. He's just like, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
He exits and is immediately tackled by a police officer. I'm sorry, a school resource officer.
And really,
which is a cop. That's what it is. Thing, yeah. It's a cop in the school.
And really, were you on when Mikey first called in about this?
Yes.
Because my initial reaction to it when I heard that the kid had struck the cop in the bathroom, and then this was a result of that. My initial reaction was, well, you know, if somebody randomly punched me in the face, I'd probably tackle him too.
Sure.
So I wasn't sure that this was really something that I wanted to run with.
I had the same feeling.
I watched the video and I saw the nonchalant way that kid walked out of the bathroom, nothing about that said to me, this is how a kid walks after he punches a cop in the face.
I punch a cop in the face, and then I just walk out.
I won't say there aren't circumstances where I wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't saunter away afterwards. I'd be moving quick.
The video didn't meet the narrative, and that's what caused us to look into this a little bit further.
Well, and just to be clear, Mikey, the guy who called in about it, he's a student at that school. He's also a longtime cop block guy. Actually, he's got a video. If you go on the same YouTube channel,
right?
If you go back like several years, it might be one of the first couple videos. I haven't gone to look. I did just look to make sure it was the same channel. I'm pretty sure it is. He was actually in your town at the time,
in Alsted.
In Alsted, I think he was like 11 or something like that. And he gave a state trooper a mouthful. He gave this, like, creepy state trooper who was, I don't know if he was stalking somebody or what. I forget. It's been a while since I've seen the video. But the trooper was trying to intimidate these young guys, not even teenagers, 11, 10, whatever, on the side of the road. And Mikey pulls out his cell phone and starts recording and sasses this cop right back. And I remember we talked about it on Free Talk Live at the time. So it's the same guy. But
they hate it when you're not afraid of them.
Especially when kids aren't afraid of them because they don't know what to do in that case.
Right.
But in this case, Mikey wasn't in the bathroom. He didn't witness this personally. He just had seen the video, as many of his cohorts at school had done. So he'd only heard rumors about what had actually transpired in the bathroom, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to hold off, because I could have broken the story, right? We got the video before anybody in the media did. I could have broken the story over at freekeen.com, but I waited. I wanted to see how this developed. I wanted to see what the police, you know, officially said about this.
Right.
And hopefully get to talk to the student himself, which I finally did today. Now, I spoke with the student, the victim, in this case, the guy that got tackled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the official police report makes it sound like, and I don't have it in front of me, but it is linked to over on the freekeen.com story, the actual police official statement that came out about this, where they're covering their ass. They're saying, well, this young man, he disobeyed. He would not identify himself to the officer. And so that's what this was really all about. the kind of the mainstream view of this, and the mainstream view isn't wrong to say that, hey, this kid got tackled over vaping. That's one way you can look at this. It certainly was the alleged vaping that was what led to this violence. But really what happened here was this young gentleman didn't identify himself. This is the same crime that Heike committed years ago that you and I got arrested for, nobody, where we stood in front of and behind a police cruiser here in downtown Keene. The reason why they were arresting Heike in that case, who all she was doing was having a drink, an open container in the park. Normally that's a citation. The cop comes up to you. They say, ma'am, that's illegal. I'm going to take that from you. Sniff the beer. Yep, that's beer. Okay, we're going to write you a citation. What's your name? And if you don't say what your name is, well, then they have to figure it out.
Right.
That's when they will arrest you in that case. So a lot of people think, oh, it's just a ticketable offense. No, 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 no. There's an arrest behind that if you don't do what they say. So same thing happened here where the cop comes in there, accuses him of vaping, which he says he wasn't doing, by the way.
That's interesting.
The cop accuses him of vaping and claims that he tries to flush the vape down a urinal.
Now, hold on.
So there's no evidence.
Now, hold on. This is a Juul. Mm-hmm. A Juul. People describe Juuls as kind of like a USB
like
stick.
Like a longer USB stick.
Right,
yeah.
Because you can charge it up from via USB. This is a, I'm guessing, a half-inch wide piece of metal that's probably, you know, maybe not less than a quarter inch thick. It's not the type of thing I can imagine flushing down a toilet because it's made of metal, let alone down a urinal.
Mm-mm. Yeah, nope. How does that work?
Calling it urinal gate. That's what we need to go with.
And, of course, the other thing here is the cop in question, Officer English, claimed that the problem was, well, he didn't know who this kid was. Mm. Well, according to the kid's father, the same cop wrote the same kid a ticket 2 weeks ago.
For the same offense.
Yeah, for tobacco of some sort.
The charge
probably
is possession of tobacco products.
Well, sure, sure.
But that includes vaping, and so I asked him
so
about
that. So it was
today.
The same offense.
Yeah,
okay,
I
didn't know.
No,
but I knew it was
have.
Tobacco related. So it's that also, because if you know who the kid is, why tackle him instead of just going to the principal's office and saying, hey, could you summon this kid for
sure.
me?
Sure. Where's he going to go?
You know? Yeah. And so
the reason why is because he was disrespecting his so-called authority.
Contempt of court.
Right, because this is the true crime, right, is not so much the possession of alcohol or the possession of nicotine or whatever.
Right.
It's the he didn't do what he was told to do, which was identify himself to the officer, which, of course, as you pointed out, the officer should have already remembered who he was. He was dealing with him. I mean, I don't know how many tickets this cop is writing on a weekly basis in Keene High School, but it was 2 weeks before when he wrote the first ticket to this kid. He disobeyed. In front of others, he disobeyed. And
right.
So that cop had to go ahead and amp up the violence in front of others to make sure that he proves he's the one who's in charge and you do what you're told.
Now, courts will see police officers as a highly qualified witness.
They will. They believe everything they say.
Yes, that you are someone who is trained to be observant, to notice things, and if cops will go into court, you know, they will acknowledge that they are a trained observer. They can remember things. And you ticketed a kid 2 weeks before and you don't remember what he looks like? I'm calling BS on this.
And frankly, most of the cops that I've dealt with have had really good memories. It's like I've had them say, oh, yeah, I ran into you like 6 months ago and you said this. And I'm like, yeah, I don't even know who you are. You're just
right.
A guy in a blue suit.
I was just trying to drive home. I was hammered. But if you say I said that.
No, I don't drive that way.
No,
that's a bad
either.
Plan.
I'm just joking.
But, yeah, but at the same time, a lot of them do seem to have difficulties with telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more likely to gravitate toward the idea of a falsehood than the idea of a memory lapse in this case.
Well, and I am too, and I just don't... I don't know why an officer would even contemplate something for as trivial as use of a jewel. It's
dominance.
Not like there's nobody getting harmed by that crime, if you call it a crime. 855 450 free. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. I wanted to tell you about Balance of Nature. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you might not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has a solution with just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules. You'll get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that is a lot of nutrition. For limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's discount code FTL at balanceofnature.com. I try these things, and they are great. I feel good because I did something positive for my body, unlike my normal habits. But getting 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, you can't beat that with a stick. In studio, it's Chris.
A cop could probably beat it with a stick. We're talking about Keene Police in a moment. It's Ian Freeman.
And nobody.
And we have been talking about this story that comes from Keene, New Hampshire, where the show was broadcast from. A student was shown in a YouTube video exiting a restroom, supposedly at Keene High School.
Mm-hmm.
He is walking nonchalant out of the restroom and is quickly tackled from behind by a police officer, and they sort of roll around on the floor for a moment, and then the video ends. The story we first heard was the student was vaping in the bathroom, and he was, you know, he refused to tell the cop who he was, and he might have struck the cop and all this stuff. So evidently the cop was afraid for his life and had to strike the child to the floor.
Well, the claim...
Technically, you only have to be afraid for your life to use deadly force.
Right. Well, thankfully, that didn't happen in this particular case. However, the police, the official release from Keene Police in this suggests that the cop was doing this violence because he was concerned of the safety of the students. They say that Keene Police and the school district are, quote, committed to maintaining the safety and security of the students, which may regrettably include, when necessary, the use of force to secure that safety.
It kind of reminds me of Vietnam when the government used to say, oh, yeah, we had to burn the village in order to save it. We had to beat the student in order to keep them safe.
Right. Because exactly who was in danger besides the students from the violent cop in this particular day?
That's a good question.
This young man was not accused of beating someone up in the bathroom. He was not accused of threatening to beat someone up in the bathroom. He was not accused of doing anything violent in the bathroom. The thing he's accused of doing is having a vape, which he says he didn't do.
Right.
And he says further that not only did he not do, but there's no evidence that he did do it because the mystical jewel that he was supposedly trying to flush down a urinal obviously wasn't going to flush down a urinal, so therefore the cop should have been able to confiscate it.
And
right?
For those of you listening at home, do not attempt to flush pieces of metal down your toilet. It's not good for your septic system. I've been told that you shouldn't try to flush electronic devices down your toilet.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Or worse yet, yeah, trying to make that go down a urinal. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. Urinals have little tiny holes.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Right.
And that's what the student had pointed out to me today, that it was a ridiculous claim that he would have tried to flush a jewel down a urinal. But that's allegedly what the police are claiming, although they haven't said that publicly in any kind of press release. But what they did say in the press release suggests that there was some sort of security issue here, and that's going back to the Keene police chief who did an interview apparently with the union leader, because the quote that the union leader has, which is a newspaper in New Hampshire, is not found in the official press release. So I think he told the union leader that he believed that Officer English, in this case, believed that this person may not have been a student, that the young man who was hanging out in the bathroom, apparently, at the school, allegedly vaping, that the officer thought he might not have actually been a student, and that's why he reacted the way he did. He needed to take down this potential intruder, who the officer himself had given the same ticket to 2 weeks prior. It's just a bunch of BS, and I don't believe a moment of what these cops are saying.
Quote, the officer was trying to detain the subject,
who did
not want to be detained, and who did not identify himself, unquote, Russo said. That is Police Chief Stephen Russo of the King Police. And it was, quote, it was a small part of the entire encounter, unquote.
Just
so how long are you hanging out in the boys' room at school? How much time did this police officer spend? I'm just boggled by every aspect of this. I call BS on the whole story, but it doesn't take much digging before things just obviously fall apart with the real story. What's this kid? What's he subject to? What could they bring charges against
him to? The charge has been brought. In fact, I asked him today, what charges did you end up with? Because sometimes if you get tackled by a cop, they hit you with, like, resisting arrest and other things like that.
I'm kind of surprised they didn't hit him with resisting.
Right. At this point, they have not. At this point, he's only facing a possession of tobacco products or illegal possession of tobacco products. So being under the age of 21.
Right.
Now, just to be clear, the Keene police have been harassing teenagers in Keene and police across the country. Been doing this to teenagers for smoking cigarettes for many decades.
Forever.
So this isn't anything new. He is allegedly 15 years old, so whether they'd raised the age to 21 or 18 wouldn't have affected how this went. Mm-hmm. He was targeted with violence because he allegedly was vaping. And again, they also accused him of doing something similar 2 weeks prior. The same officer ticketed the same young man, which is, you know, how did he not remember that? Was he just in a fugue state? Maybe he's got PTSD from his time in the military or something like that? I don't know. And I believe this officer is former military, but I could not confirm that today. I did call Keene Police and I did inquire. The officer I spoke with could not recall whether this officer in question, the officer who attacked the young man, was in the military. I believe he was, but I couldn't verify that.
Right. I don't know. So I got caught when I was about 14, 15 years old.
By a cop.
Mm-hmm. Drinking beer.
Where were you?
Up by the graveyard. We were up there.
Of course.
By the graveyard at like noon, thinking we were being. So I just drinking some beers, and a cop came up. And
is this a city graveyard? Is it run by the
city? You got to realize my town had less than 100 people in it, so we all kind of ran it. But we were there, and you know, Sheriff Larry Fetch showed up, and it's like, well, what do we got here? You boys need to empty these out. So he was going to make us pour all our beer out. And then he said, no. Chris's dad, he'll like a beer. So let's just go down and give it to your dad. That was punishment.
Those are good times.
That was punishment.
Yeah.
And my dad was not happy having the sheriff. Well, me drinking beer, first of all.
Did he take the beer?
Yes, he did.
Did he drink it?
I can neither confirm nor deny. But that was the idea. We could have solved this in the family. If they had concerns, they didn't need to tackle a kid. 855, 450 free. What is this country turning into? Why have we allowed this to happen?
It's a police state.
This is Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home tonight. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On Capitol Hill, more than 300 pages of testimony released from a man named George Kent, who worked at the State Department.
His exact title, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Now, he testifies behind closed doors at Adam Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing in the basement of the Capitol, Kent admitting he never had firsthand information about Ukraine matters. He also claims Rudy Giuliani conducted a campaign of lies, his words. No response yet to all of this from the former New York City mayor, who's been representing the president as a personal lawyer. In other news, John Bolton, a no-show at Adam Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674, the NASDAQ up almost 24 points, the S&P 500 gaining 8. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That is our toll free number. That's 855-450-3733. Where do you want to be in late February? How about a Narcapulco with Ron Paul, John McAfee, Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Jeffrey Tucker, Benny Wills, Paul Rosenberg, Luke Rakowski, Dale Brown, James True, Michael Bowen, Lily Foster, Piazza Nico Sif, and us, Free Talk Live, will be there too. Narcapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. February 13th to the 16th, visit Anarcapulco for your ticket and get 10% off with promo code FTL. That's Anarcapulco.com, promo code FTL. We are talking about this breaking news story out of Keene, New Hampshire.
I don't know if it's breaking news. I mean, it happened.
It did happen, but
when news breaks, we fix it.
I could have broken this news, but I held off because we were uncertain of the, a lot of the details on it. And, if you can't break the news, you should do a better story than everybody else has done. And that's what I think that I've accomplished here over at FreeKeen.com, talking about not just what happened and the inconsistencies in the stories from the police about this cop who tackled a young man allegedly over vaping in the bathroom, but to dig into the background of the officer himself. Who is this guy that they have as the so-called school resource officer, this Joshua English? Is it just that he was the dog trainer before for Keene Police Department? Because that's one of the other things he's done. Or should we dig a little deeper and find out that in 2010 that he shot a man to death in an incident inside a home in Keene? Now, to be fair, it was probably a justified shooting. We had a blogger at FreeKeene.com at the time, Brad Jardis, who's a former police officer himself, spending 10 years on the Epping Police Force, I believe.
Interesting.
In New Hampshire. And it was his assessment that he believed, from what he knew about the encounter, that the officer English was justified in the use of deadly force. The man that he had shot did have a knife to a woman's throat, allegedly.
Well, that's a good reason to shoot somebody.
Yeah, in a hostage situation.
Right.
However, do you want to take the man, you got 45 roughly uniformed officers on the Keene Police Department. Some of them are former military, so who knows, how many of them killed people in the military.
Right.
But a lot of them have never had to kill anybody in the line of duty. This is Keene, New Hampshire. The number of shootings you can count on one hand that happened in the last 15 years, and most of them were the police shooting people. So the number of murders in Keene are very, very, very small. This is not a particularly dangerous town to work.
New Hampshire in general, very low crime.
Very low crime. Very low violent crime. Very low murder rate. And so, not very many of these police officers have actually had to take someone's life in the line of duty. But one of the few who has is the person they chose to be the school resource officer. I mean, that just seems to be a little inappropriate to me. Plus, you've also got another example of this officer responding. And you and I, nobody, were witnesses to this about a decade ago. So before he killed the man in the hostage situation, you and I and several other activists from this area were regulars at a local bar that had karaoke. I think it was a Saturday night thing. I'd wrap up Free Talk Live, and there'd already be a group of libertarians that were at this bar hanging out, singing karaoke, and you were there a number of times, nobody, back when you were known as Rich Paul. And so, this was a regular occurrence. We were at this bar, and one night there was this hater who was not particularly kind, and I think you had cracked a joke as he came out of the bathroom or something like that.
No, he'd actually managed to pick a fight with Travis, one of the guys from Manchester, and they were stepping outside to settle it, and I wanted to see it because Travis is trained in jiu-jitsu.
Was it Travis who cracked the joke? Because I remember somebody cracked a joke because this hater had come out of the bathroom with another man, and I think somebody had cracked a joke about that.
Okay.
And he didn't like that very much.
So anyway, as we were walking out the door, I was between this guy and Travis, and he just turns around and blasts me as hard as he can in the face.
Wow.
And I've got a .357 on my hip when it happened, and it was at that moment that it occurred to me, wait a minute, you can't just wade into a fist fight with a gun on your hip, because, this guy's maybe psychotic. Maybe if he gets a hold of my gun, he's going to shoot half a dozen of my friends, because it was, revolver, and so I just shook my head, and I looked at him and I said, "You don't interest me," and walked away. Well, I get outside, and the next thing you know, there's this cop car rolling down the strip mall, and I see somebody comes out of the passenger side of that, and the next thing I know, he's got an AR-15 pointed at my face.
Okay, hold on. So the police officer drives by a bar, sees an altercation.
No, it was a call.
No, he didn't see the altercation. He got a call.
Okay, he got a call about a bar fight, And he responded with his
AR-15.
Well, yeah. If it were police, it can be a fully automatic. It could be an M16. Could it be an M4? Can be whatever.
I've asked them, and they've always said that they have AR-15.
In the article, in the article, one of the articles I cited in my post today from back in 2010 about this officer and his shooting of a man in a. Hostage situation.
Right.
It does mention that he has been issued an AR-15 in that article.
Okay, that's interesting.
And the thing that bothered me though is he's got this thing pointed at my face.
Now, I forgot that detail. I did not remember that.
Yeah,
part.
And so he's muzzling me, and I'm like, hey. Guy, you want to point that thing somewhere else? Because, you know, it's a basic rule of gun safety that you don't point a gun at somebody you don't intend to kill.
That's right.
And I didn't think killing me was, you know, a good idea, and I didn't want him to do that.
Well, and this wasn't clear the bleachers bar fight. This was two guys involved in a dispute.
One punch was thrown.
One
I don't believe anything
thrown.
Else.
One punch was thrown, and is that... When a police officer would respond with a carbine?
This one did. And
I
remember,
he
wasn't
I can't
alone.
Imagine that's protocol.
Not only was it just one punch that was thrown, there was not like some ongoing bar brawl or whatever.
Right.
You know, I could understand if it was 20 bikers fighting, you know, the Crips or whatever. I could get that.
Everybody with their knives out.
But it was one punch. And when they rolled up, again, you said he was in the passenger side. And I remember there were at least two, if not three, cops who responded to that mm-hmm. call. So he wasn't alone. And all of them have a sidearm. So it's not like they weren't armed to begin with. They're cops.
Right.
Yeah.
Why go to your... I assume AR-15 be kept in your trunk. Why would you pull over, retrieve a carbine... Load it with a magazine. I mean, this just, it makes no sense to me.
I could speculate and say that the call may have alerted them to the fact that we were free staters and they believe that we're more dangerous or something like that. But that, unless, it's either that or it's their normal protocol to show up with AR-15s to a bar fight.
I find that
what they said at the time was that the call had specified that one of the guys involved in the fight had a gun. Which was me. I had an open 357 openly on my hip, but I didn't draw the gun. I didn't make to draw the gun. I just went outside and, you know, smoked a cigarette, and there's this AR-15 in my face. I didn't like that.
Yeah, and that was the same cop. English.
Yeah, even though it is legal to open carry a handgun in the state of New Hampshire, there's no law against it. Mm-hmm. Police don't always... react in a normal way when there is a firearm present. 855, 453. This whole thing just seems to get weirder and weirder. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
And it's Ian.
And it's nobody.
And we have, well, we have been talking about this story out of Keene, New Hampshire, where the show was broadcast from, about a cop tackling a kid because he was allegedly vaping.
We can talk more about it. We do have some
folks
waiting
patiently. Yeah. We will talk more about it, but we have to, unfortunately, wait for the time to build up. So can hit the dump
button. Good point. Good point.
I can hit the dump button if anybody dares violate my authority.
Respect my authority!
We're probably good with KBKW. He's a good caller. Safe on him.
All right. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Mike in Washington State. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, you guys. I have a cool cop gone bad story, and I want to comment on this incident that you were talking about.
Okay, sure.
The incident you were referring to with the kid vaping, I don't kind of doubt that this kid may have popped this security guard in the face in the bathroom.
And I doubt it because that was just the original rumor, but it's not true. It's apparently not true. Not even the police.
The police are not saying that.
Yeah, they're not even saying that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But here's what I think policing is going to have to change drastically, because here's what I see is that officer already is, he not only been a policeman, now he's a school guard, crosswalk guard, whatever you want to call him. So he's already in the crapper with the kids, and some of them are pretty wise and pretty tough, these days anyway. But I think the problem is that, if your mentality, don't have the mentality to respect everybody while you're wearing a badge, you're going to have problems because the world is changing. and cops are doing bad things. They're getting caught. And I think if you want to be a policeman, you better take psychology and learn how to be good to people so they'll be good back. So this probably all could have gone down differently, but something's been happening for a while for this to take place when it took place. So something else has been going on there, and he's lost the respect of those students in that school.
So I hope he loses even more respect from the students.
And now it's going to be worse. So he's done. But my creepy cop story, so I got arrested for mowing my lawn. I told the story before, and I had this really cool sheriff. He had the chopstick, pork chop sideburns, the aviator sunglasses. He was chewing gum.
Right.
Kind of like the guy on Top Gun, Iceman, you know, one of those kind of cool guys. I had to go get my ID, and he had to come in the house with me. And I'm like, well, I've been smoking weed. I know. Well, when I got it, I turned around. I said, look, I got a bunch of pot. And he goes, let's go in. And he goes, I'd put that away for you. That's not what I had a quarter pound a week. He goes, I would put that away if I were you. That's not what I'm here for. I violated a protection order. So I'm thinking, oh my God, I can't believe how cool this cop is.
Before you tell more of the story, what's the legal limit in Washington State for possession?
Well, it's an ounce now, but then in 2011, it was like none.
Okay.
So he was really cool, but there was a payback on the way there. Remember a few years ago when the younger guys used to, fondle their junk through their pants?
Right.
Constantly. It was this thing. He did it all the way to the police station, and he would turn around in his car with his toothpick and his gum, like, what's up? So, like, he was, like, creepily hitting on me.
Hold on, just to be clear.
All the way.
He was. Let me see if I can follow you.
I'm in the back seat, and I'm wishing I had a policeman standing by because this guy was scaring me like he was going to molest me or something.
He was fondling his genitals.
Yes, you know that. Yes, that thing.
Did he have his hand down his pants, or was it just from the outside of his pants?
No, just on the outside of his pants. But then he was like, "What's up, man?" You know. So anyway, he was a weirdo, is what it really was.
Yeah.
That's why I got away with the smoke because he was weird.
See.
But I think cops are going to have a new type of psychological evaluation.
Have you seen him since? Have you seen that officer on, you know, around town?
Well, we did see him during the paving project coming from a bar one time, and he pulled my friends over. They had this like a big fancy SUV Cadillac thing, and it was the same policeman. I'm like, hey, remember me? I'm the guy that mowed my lawn. And he's kind of looking in there laughing, but he had that same cool aviator. He was like one of these storybook sheriffs. Like he was all like he was playing sheriff. He chewed the gum and the glasses and the hand signals and all this stuff. And
You didn't give him sexual pleasure directly, and he didn't actually trump up any charges
on
you.
No, it could have been a lot worse. It just was a really creepy circumstance.
Thanks
anyway,
for telling that story tonight, Mike.
Yeah. You guys have a great night.
Appreciate it. And he's right, by the way. And of course, this is the segment where everyone calls in.
Of course.
Literally, the entire we have had almost no calls the whole show.
Right.
And then every single line is now lit up. But, you know, he touches on something that's definitely true, and that is that these police doing things like the cop tackling the kid for leaving the bathroom without permission or whatever,
right.
That this kind of thing is, you know, it is deleterious towards the legitimacy of the police. And from our perspective, that's good. We don't want people to look at them with respect and with, you know, deference or whatever. We'd rather people see them, and I don't want to speak for you, but I think this is true. I'd rather see people, or have people see the police as an occupying force, as a group of people who are a constant threat to their liberty and their freedom.
I wish it has become
a stoner, I have no choice but to look at them like that, because they are sworn to ruin my life if they can.
That's right. And that's what they're ruining. They're ruining young people's lives constantly over things like nicotine, alcohol, cannabis possession. And it's not helping. I just want to make sure we're clear on that, folks. Everybody that thinks that prohibition works, it doesn't work.
It never has.
And I wonder if the people who... Did you go to those hearings where they had the vape hearings in Keene last year? No, you weren't back yet. You weren't back yet at that time. So a year ago, they were having hearings about extending the prohibition from 18 to 21
right.
of nicotine. And I just wonder if any of those goody-two-shoes do-gooders who came out to argue in favor of this, including the woman who wasn't a cop that sponsored it, started this, is this what you expected to have... You know, teenagers tackled violently over possession of cannabis or nicotine.
Because
I predicted that would happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, no, I guarantee you they didn't. And well, you know, It's just a one-off case.
You got to break a few eggs.
That's right. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Paul in Nevada. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Paul, are you there?
Yes, this is Paul. I'm calling from Mesquite, Nevada. I'm here at the Red Pill Expo, speaking of a person who's was at the last two in Acapulco's, Ed Griffin, he's putting something together here.
I've heard of this expo before. This is not the first one. There have been a few of these now. Red Pill Expo.
Yeah, I'm going to turn off my Bluetooth and hand Ed the phone.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we've actually had Ed Griffin on in the past.
Okay, I'm on.
Hello, Ed. Welcome back to Free Talk Live. I think we interviewed you from one of the previous Anarchapulcos. Tell us, you know, what's going on with your event.
Well, as you know, it's called the Red Pill. Everybody knows what the Red Pill meme is all about, you know. It says, take the Red Pill, man, and break out of your illusion and see life the way it really is. Well, that's the theme of everything we've got going on here. Instead of just talking about, property rights or wars or money, what's happening to money or healthcare or something like that, vaccines. Instead of doing that, we backed off and looked at the bigger picture, which is that almost every important aspect of our lives, it seems that we're living in an illusion. And we're kids and we believe everything that our parents tell us. We believe everything that teachers tell us. We believe everything we hear on the radio and the television. And as we get older, we're going to realize that, oh, my gosh, that wasn't really it at all.
Right.
And now we wind up in a world today where so many things are illusions. So we've got a bunch of speakers here who are professionals in their own field. They're former teachers. One idea, there's Brecton Wall, who's speaking here. He's titled his speech, Why I'm No Longer a Communist Professor.
I missed his name because we're losing a little bit of the data from your phone, but it sounds it's pretty interesting. Now, how many of these have you thrown now? You're doing more than one a year now, aren't you?
We switched over to two a year now.
Wow.
So this is number four. Yeah, number four. We're just getting into stride. We're figuring out how to do this, and we're on a roll. It's really a lot of fun to be able to deal with these important topics in such a an accessible way, you know.
Hey, Mr. Griffin, I gotta tell you, after I finally woke up from my sleep that lasted 30 odd years and I found out about Ron Paul, one of the first books I read was Creature from Jekyll Island, and that was a big awakening. I wanted to personally thank you for that.
And that's about all we got time for, so go ahead and plug your website, Ed.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it's redpillexpo.org.
Thank you for the call tonight. Nice to hear from you, and good luck, because that's a lot of work doing two conventions per year. It's a lot of work doing one, but doing one and then another one, you're constantly organizing the next thing.
But that is all the time we've got for tonight, but we'll be back again tomorrow night. Not all of us, but there will be a show, as there always is. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.